USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Defending the president's tweet, National Security Council Director John Kirby doubled down on President Biden's tweet calling on gas stations to lower their prices at the pump.
If everybody cooperates on this, we can bring the price down at least by about a dollar a gallon. So he's working very, very hard to do this because he knows the impact that high gas prices have on the American household.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the average gas station, after all is said and done, makes about 2 cents per gallon in profit. According to AAA, the national average for the price of regular gas is $4.81 a gallon. Last year on July 3rd, it was $3.13 a gallon. Inflation continuing to hit the grocery store. If you're having a July 4th cookout, ground beef is up 16%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Officials are urging people to use caution and warning about the dangers of fireworks this 4th of July. A Chicago Fire Department official saying accidents can happen to anyone.
I've seen children lose fingers. I've seen adults lose their heads. The sad reality is that all fireworks are dangerous.
Doctors say fireworks injuries are a 100% preventable epidemic. To stay safe, the American Red Cross recommends keeping water nearby in case of a fire, wearing eye protection, and never trying to relight a dud. The head of the U.S. Supreme Court police is asking state officials in Maryland and Virginia to enforce local laws prohibiting protests outside justices' homes. Gail Curley sending letters to Maryland Governor Larry Hogan and Montgomery County Executive Mark Ehrlich on Friday to make the request. So far, no response from the governor or the county executive. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A Trump administration immigration program known as the Remain in Mexico policy is now being phased out by the Biden administration following a recent Supreme Court decision. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Chris Olivares tells Fox News that it allows the federal government to continue to encourage illegal immigrants to cross the border.
At the end, it's the laws for the American people. It's another tool that's been taken away for law enforcement, for Border Patrol agents, in trying to help mitigate and slow down this mass flow of immigrants that are coming across our border, but now it's been completely taken away.
The largest comet ever seen is making its way through our solar system.
A large comet, after a multi-million-year journey towards our sun, has entered the inner part of our solar system and is due to make its closest pass to the Earth this month. Scientists have known about comet C-2017-K2 for several years. The comet, roughly 12 miles in diameter, will make its closest pass to Earth on July 14th, though the comet will still be further away from us than Mars. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden will visit Ohio on Wednesday. White House officials confirming the president will be in Cleveland to discuss his economic agenda. This as Americans deal with record high gas prices and inflation setting a 40-year high. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.